Welcome to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
On tonight's show, shopping with dead grandma, milky-mouthed mother, and free French porn.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover.
I'm a child.
I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint.
You're a slut.
No, I'm not. Justin's the hooker.
You know.
I'm a hooker, you know.
I'm a hooker, you know.
You meet so many more people than us, then.
I like people. I'm good with people.
I'm a people person.
I'm a people person.
That's one way of putting it.
Just because I exchange sexual favors for money doesn't make me a bad person.
I didn't say it made you a bad person.
It's not illegal to exchange sexual favors for money.
It sounds so much nicer when you say exchange rather than I sell my body.
Right. It's like going to Target and say, I'd like to get a sexual favor for this. It's the wrong size.
Just go up to guest services, if you know what I'm saying.
Take a number. Now serving.
Expect more and pay less.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm sorry, sir. We can only exchange that for store credit.
Damn, I get a damn Target card. Make sure you get the one that has the holes for your fingers so it turns into a
the
puppet.
Monkey.
I'm a puppet.
I like that one.
I haven't seen that. To you. They do have very creative cards, though.
Down to the Target?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them are dumb.
There's the Target that's relatively new by me. I think it might be the last big Target. Well, the last Target to be built in Chicago.
Is that the one on Peterson?
It is.
It's a nice looking store.
It's wonderful.
It's a nice looking Peter.
Son. Only in John's family.
It's best when you're undressed.
Hi, this is Dina.
Hi, this is John.
And this is Justin.
And we're the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. I almost said projection. Can you see what I'm thinking of?
No.
No, but you're projecting your emotions towards me, and I don't like it.
It's the show. I'm sorry. And did I do it again?
Just project it against the wall, okay?
Let us see what you're seeing.
Right. Maybe in full color.
In technocolor.
High definition.
High def.
Oldie but a goodie.
That's true.
People love it.
People do love it.
All the kids are talking about
the
it.
Number,
these days.
The top two things that I hear when I talk to people is heard it and hydrangea, high fructose corn syrup, bicycle, bisexual.
High voltage.
Right.
Don't pee on the electric fence.
Or the third rail.
I never, ever once got shocked by peeing on electric fence. So I don't know.
How many times did you try?
All the time.
Yeah, because you're like that.
Well, no, it's just never occurred to me because I never got shocked the first time.
That means you didn't have enough iron in your pee.
Beer's full of vitamin P.
Ferrous. I've been waiting to talk to you. I've been excited to talk to you. This is a first, by the way. I'm referencing John. And
really?
Oh, wait, let me be rude to him so I can get a nasty email or something. But I've been very curious to know how your brother's bachelor party went.
Oh.
Tell us what you did.
Well.
And okay, hold on. Calling it a bachelor party is probably a little bit excessive.
It was more of a bachelor get together and hang out at a bar. Well, four bars to be exact.
How many people?
Four people, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the cast of players. Myself, my brother Tom, Sean, who we call the Reaper, and this boy named Dirk, who they call Diggler.
Of course.
And apparently they call him that because of his penis size. I don't know. So, we went, well, let me back up a little bit and first of all say that there was a lie involved with this weekend. What?
I was going to say secrets don't make friends, but you said it was a lie, not a secret.
Well, and these weren't really my friends, so.
Who told the lie?
All to four whom? Of us were required to lie to my parents and the fiancé.
The bride.
The bride, if you will. That's typically what she's called.
She's the one getting married.
And, you know, various relatives. And the lie is that we went to St. Louis. We went to Laclede's Landing, went from bar to bar, ate at a Mexican restaurant, and then went back to the hotel room.
What did you have at the Mexican restaurant?
Well, this is where reality comes in. The Mexican restaurant was actually Taco John's.
Oh. Oh, so you had a steak and potato burrito.
So I had a steak and potato burrito.
I've been to the Taco John's with John. I know what he gets.
Delicious.
Mm.
So we actually went to Gulfport, Illinois, which is across the river from Burlington, Iowa. Gulfport, I think you may recall from an earlier show, has more strip clubs than people in it. That's a myth. There's really only 4 strip clubs there and a dance club.
Myth.
And yeah. Actually, do you know what? Oh, myth. Myth.
Yeah.
yes. Do you remember Jasper's?
Oh, how could you forget with the glasses?
Of course. The dance club is now, the Jasper's is now the dance club. It's called Sam's.
It's the same barn?
Same barn.
Oh, same cans of PBR?
I didn't go there. I didn't. Oh, I was not allowed entry into Sam's.
Andrea would get one, though, on purpose.
I wasn't
allowed. And then she'd punch a hole in the side of it and drink it that way.
Shotgun it.
She'd turn it upside down and put a key through the bottom of it and pop the top.
Why did you have to lie about where you're going?
Because we were under orders not to go to any titty bars.
Whose orders?
Rosie's, the fiance.
Oh, Jesus.
And also, mother was not approving of it. And, you know. And you know what? The funny thing is that Tom eventually told Rosie anyway, so why we had to lie, I don't know. But we did.
Because it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so we went to the strip clubs in Gulfport, Illinois. We took cabs. We took a cab over from Burlington. And Tom's first request was, take us to the sleaziest of the strip clubs.
Because I'm sure there's a Zagat rating on these things.
There's a hierarchy.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to...
4 titties.
We went to this place called... gosh, what was it called? I don't remember what it was called, but the sign advertised Rockin' Country Gals. And it had a pig in a... bikini, smoking a cigarette on the marquee.
They got that up at the Famous Dave's.
Well, it looked...
I don't know if that pig's smoking a cigarette, though.
Pig might be smoking.
Jesus.
So we went in there and we met Peaches.
Where was Cream?
Peaches and Cream.
That came later.
Well, the Reaper, Sean, said to Peaches... I can smell your cunt, and it pleases me.
Oh, Migs.
And what did Peaches say in response to that?
She cackled with laughter. She thought that we were a riot. I got to say that the funniest thing about Peaches is that she did this running leap at the brass pole in the center of the stage.
Oh, did she miss?
No, she got it. But as she went around, it was like... flesh on brass.
She needed to lube her up.
Well, Peaches was fat in a way that made her look pregnant. She wasn't pregnant, but what's that sad thing about fat girls?
When they have little boobs.
Saddest thing on earth is a fat girl with little titties.
That's my theory. That's what I say about John's sister. Got robbed. You at least get a little bit up top.
Yeah, so she had little bitty boobies, and she wasn't shy. I got several lap dances that night.
Oh, jeez.
Not by choice. If you sit in the front row, and come on, there was 6 people in each bar that we went to. If you sit in the front row, they do lap dances.
And 6 people, and you were 4 of them.
Right. So you didn't have to pay anything for these lap dances?
Yeah, you did. You put a dollar in her G-string. It wasn't like...
Did you put it in coins?
No, but we later got
thrown... How does a Canadian go to a strip bar?
They got
to
go past the toonie. Oh, fuck.
Well, we...
Ching, ching, ching.
We later got thrown out of this very
Subway
bar.
Tokens.
Because one of the strippers said that Dirk had thrown alcohol on her. I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever. We got
the bitch deserved it.
Yeah. So we visited all of the strip clubs that
night. 4,
you
say?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And let's see. We went to one that actually had attractive women dancing in it. They weren't overweight. They were good looking, whatever. However, in this bar, one of the strippers put her boob to Sean's mouth and squeezed milk into it.
As long as you keep doing it, you're going to keep producing.
Yeah, well, what I asked was, how are you producing milk? She's like, oh, I've got a baby. Oh, when'd you have your baby? Oh, about 3 days ago.
Woman's got to work to support her
That's
kids.
That's atrocious on several levels. One is the about 3 days ago. I don't know. It was just out in the alley. Kid's still there.
I got in the basket in the back. Right. Want to take it home?
It's like a bucket of chicken.
Bucket of baby.
Two thighs, two breasts, two legs, and three wings.
Right. It's a Gulfport baby.
Don't ask.
And an infant. So I thought that was repulsive when that happened. We went to this other one where...
Other stripper or other bar?
Other strip bar. And we didn't get thrown out of there as much as we left because we were going to get thrown out of there.
You can't fire me. I quit. Well,
at this bar, the overweight stripper had... a cesarean section scar running from her sternum down to her her abdomen and down her abdomen, and she did something that my brother thought was hot, and so my brother's like, "That's wonderful! God damn it, you're getting every dollar in my pocket. You're getting everything." So he throws out like $2 bills, and then he puts his change down.
Oh, geez.
And apparently strippers have pride, and they get offended if you put your change down.
Like waitresses.
Well, and the stripper was like, "You put that goddamn change back in your pocket. God damn it. That's fucking ridiculous. You give me change." It's like, are you kidding me? You just humped a brass pole, and now you have pride?
It's my special edition 9/11 Twin Towers coin.
Now, see, that's got real bits of the ceramic tile.
The Twin Towers pop up 90 degrees from the coin.
So that was just the night was repulsive. I personally was not involved, but I was a little shaken by the fact that there were narcotics being imbibed, I guess would be the word. I won't say by whom in our party, but... because two of them are felons.
Oh, I know who one of them is then.
I was just like, whoa, what the hell is this? Because I'd never actually been around that type of vice. Anyway, I bring that up only because, you know, that night we drank. I drank only. And then others in our party smoked dope. And then... they also sniffed narcotics. And the next morning, they were complaining about having stuffed up noses. And one of them says, oh, well, you should just take a decongestant. And then another one says, oh, I don't like to take pills.
That's funny.
So it was a very disturbing and weird weekend. So that was, and you know what? Tom loved it. He said, thanks, this is exactly what I wanted for my bachelor party.
Your brother is so trashy.
So I'm glad he's happy. I was willing to put up with it for his happiness, but it was really disturbing.
What about you? I know you went traveling too.
I did. I went, well... I thought I had gone to another country for the second week in a row, but I was just
Wisconsin.
Just northern Wisconsin. And by northern Wisconsin, I mean northern Wisconsin.
The UP.
The UP. UPIP.
We all pee.
For your pee.
For herpes.
His herpes.
So we went to Three Lakes, Wisconsin, and it's about a 6-hour drive from Chicago. And
when you're driving?
When I'm driving.
So it's an 8-hour drive for the rest of us?
Right. So I met up with Kirk and Gina at their Kirk's parents have a house on the lake up there, and the moment
first, second, or third lake. There are three, right?
Actually, it's a chain of 20 lakes. Ooh. I learned all about it, and I don't know why it's called Three Lakes, but there are 20.
Somebody gave up early. 1, 2, 3.
They named the town before Lewis and Clark had time to finish.
Of course.
So I think the moment the three of us entered town, the median age dropped by about 35 years.
Oh.
But don't worry, the mode age remained constant at 67. And this place is scary. We went for their nighttime. It was Labor Day weekend, so they were running a special downtown. You go downtown, and all four stores are open late.
The bait shop,
the pharmacy, the Columbia Sportswear store, and Moosin' Around, the arts and crafts store. And it was Lunar Lunacy.
Ooh.
So they stayed open late, and they had spectacular deals that you just couldn't pass up.
Wait, the full moon was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, not important. It's Lunar Lunacy every year.
Okay.
Regardless of the actual phase of the moon.
Regardless of whether or not you can see the moon.
It's Lunar Lunacy. So we went to Lunar Lunacy, and now you know me. I like to support the arts, right?
At least at Moosin' Around.
At Moosin' Around. So I saw that they were doing they had a charity calendar, which was for the Three Lakes Art Council. And I thought, now here's a chance for me to do something good for the community of Three Lakes. Help bring in, you know, they're going to bring Barry Smith, the county-renowned clarinet player.
Ooh, you got a special affinity for the clarinet player.
You know, they're going to do a local art show. They're doing all sorts of things. And I'm thinking, I'm going to support that. So I paid $18 for the calendar. And Dina, I'm giving it to you.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Because I couldn't keep it for myself. You know, I'm all electronical and that, so I don't really need a paper calendar so much.
I'm afraid.
So I would like to present you with the Beefcakes of Three Lakes calendar.
In Comic Sans, mind you.
That man takes up almost the entire sandwich board.
So let me explain to you what's on this calendar. The men of Three Lakes. Now, do you remember what I said about the age bracket?
Oh, yeah, you did.
It's 18 months of men in provocative poses.
Don't hit those tennis balls.
So they're
They're
wearing nothing, and they're in various poses. Here's a father and son with a kayak.
We've got
grandpa on the tennis court, and each picture strategically placed is something that hides their bits.
And pieces.
Oh, we've got a football coach here.
It's making fun of Bears fans.
We've got the fire chief here up on the...
Can I see the fire chief real quick?
Yeah.
I've never been so disturbed. Mostly even by the Comic Sans.
Even the fire chief isn't attractive.
Oh, keep going. There's 18 months of that.
Oh, yeah, that's just October. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
We have a weatherman.
His boobs are as big as yours.
That's not quite true. It's Terry McCloskey. What do you want to bet?
Related to Corey McCloskey?
I bet he is.
And there's a big, bright sun.
Sunshine right over his bits and pieces.
Sunny days.
We've got a surveyor.
Surveyor.
So when I saw this, after I had thrown up a little bit in my mouth, I decided
he's under 50.
He's the only one. That and the son from the father and son. And in that one, the son is like 16.
Ooh.
So there's a little bit of kiddie porn.
Oh, no. There are captions on each picture. There's a man ice fishing, and it says, Uncle Bud's hoping for a big one.
He's buck naked, too.
He is buck ass naked. You can't see anything.
He's got Dunlap disease.
I was going to say, his belly is what's hiding his bits and
he really doesn't need anything else to cover those up.
Ooh, we got ourselves a ponytail.
Called a windsock.
Windsock. His name is Aaron Lifshutz. I'm not making this stuff up, people. Oh, dear.
Oh, this no.
That's fun. We got a dorsal fin protecting us. Oh.
Well, he's attractive and beefy.
His name is Ryan Lemon.
Lemon.
L-A.
Lamon.
Lamon. Lamon. Oh, this is just not right.
Ray it's is like, ready to rock your world.
It reminds me of like if you were going online and looking for like grandpa porn. This is what it would look like.
They not stole, but this idea is not new.
The British women.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
This reminds me, oh dear God. You know, and John would think that guy's attractive, that one on the right.
Oh, not the one on the left?
Yeah, there's a 40-year age difference between the two.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got himself some little combat boots on and a furry chest. So, yeah, I could see.
Oh, no. What's he playing the mandolin with?
He's double-fisting it, though, Skip Wagner. This is terrible. Why would you give this to me? You sure you don't want it?
No, sugar. That's all
precious.
You. You know when you're home alone and you want to get ready for bed and you need a little inspiration.
I'm gonna whip out the beefcakes at Three Lakes.
Do you think the sun was like, yeah, I want to do this? So the sun was like, let's just get this over with,
Dad.
Why are you taking me to go be naked again?
Oh, so that was, you know, one of the fun things we saw. But, you know, when you're driving for 6 hours, you just kind of try and, at least I try and take it all in. And you know, so, you know, you see things that make you kind of chuckle. Like, I can't tell you how many big, gigantic, gas-guzzling SUVs I drove past that had environmental plates. Like, what the fuck? Do you think because you pay $25 extra a year and then you use, you know, 10 times as much gas as everyone else that you're somehow helping the environment?
Can I make a disturbing observation about Terry McCloskey?
You may.
The weatherman.
He's actually in a classroom at a school.
Yes, he is.
With a Rand McNally physical political math.
And the blackboard behind him.
Well, the sunshine is CGI.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are so some great effects.
So he's actually naked.
Poor photographer.
Yeah.
Well, what about the guy with the snow cat? You can see behind the snowflakes that they've superimposed that he's all blurry.
Oh, that's just not right.
So he's actually...
And it's not okay.
Happy birthday, Dina.
My birthday can end now, really.
Well, that's okay.
Oh my God, this is my Uncle Neil.
So
Uncle Bud.
One of the other things I drove past, this was my kind of Subway. It said, so Subway, sandwich shop. And it says, Subway, we cook so you don't have to.
You bake bread. That's all you can't call it cooking when you have a microwave and bread.
Yeah, that's not cooking. They have a Cackle Shack. Ooh. Up in Wisconsin.
Cackle Shack.
I think it's a comedy club. I wanted to stop in. A Munchin Junction.
They have a come and go.
What kind of food is that?
Well, it's munchies. You can get a burger. You can get fries. You can just stop in and
I'm hungry.
Get
Stop
a Coke.
Talking about
Sorry.
That. Get a Coke.
Get a Coke. Just, you know.
Come to the Dairy Queen.
Have a Coke.
You can have a Coke.
I saw a pickup truck that literally had a sticker on it that said, Get Her Done. GIT-R.
I've seen many of those.
Were there any Ain't Skeered stickers on the back windows?
No.
Any rubber balls? And I mean, testicular types hanging off the back of a truck?
Before.
So, yeah. It was, you know, it was an interesting experience. And I had a great time. And Kirk's parents are the best. And we got to go out on the lake. And, you know, I love water sports. So.
Oh, we've heard that about you. That's in your profile.
So, yeah, that was my Wisconsin. Now, Kirk's parents just recently went on a trip to Australia and New Zealand.
Ooh.
So I was flipping through all of their pictures looking for all of our friends in there somewhere. I came across a picture of...
You can hit the backboard.
Oh, I can. Mm-hmm. I came across the backboard. And, no, it was a picture in New Zealand of a 9/11 memorial. Apparently this town had sent firefighters to New York for 9/11, and they brought back these some steel girders from the towers, and so they've put it up as this memorial to all those who lost their lives in 9/11, which I think we can all appreciate. And I'm looking at the picture and thinking, oh, that's nice. And then I look and I see the street sign, because it's at an intersection. And the cross street that's showing in this picture is Kilmore Avenue.
No way.
So if you look on Kilmore Street or something, if you look on Kilmore Street, somewhere in New Zealand, there's a 9/11 memorial.
Oh.
Well, it's appropriate.
At it's the intersection irony. Of Kilmore and blow up all your planes.
That's hyphenated.
Hyphenator.
Hyphenator.
I have a question for you guys. And huh. It's especially poignant at this time of year.
The holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they still do the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon?
Yes. I turned it on this weekend because I didn't go anywhere, unlike you two. And I just wanted to see what Jerry Lewis looked like because, you know, he had recently nearly died. I couldn't catch him on the air. In fact, I couldn't get anything but the local coverage every time I checked. And what pissed me off is that they had this, like, matching program, essentially, from WGN. So they were saying, you know, like, for the next 2 minutes, any pledges we get, this organization is going to match it. And they'd get the little clock going and count down from 2 minutes. Well, while they were doing this, they were... It was a digital clock. That's more like it. While they were doing this, they kept showing like the people who'd be answering the calls. Not on the phone, of course. And they did this with this rapid camera angle to try to make it look fast-paced and fun and exciting. It was basically an epileptic nightmare. And I turned to Bill and said, old people are the only people watching this shit. And right now, they've had to change the channel.
Because they've just thrown up.
They got dizzy. Ooh, got a bit of the vertigo.
Actually, it sounds like an ad, like a job and employment ad. Would you like a dynamic, exciting career?
It was really annoying, but so I never did see it, but they did have the telethon on.
Well, the last time I saw Jerry Lewis on television, he looked like a tick that had just been pulled off a dog because
he's a little bloated. That's from his treatments.
I'm not saying he's fat. I'm saying he's fat.
Bloated. It's just water weight.
He's just big bone.
He's old. So is the woman I heard about on the news this morning. There was a attempted bank robbery in the Loop, I think, yesterday.
Oh.
And
sounds dangerous.
It does. So this woman comes in, and she's doing her business up at the teller.
She's peeing.
And then
she's getting ready banking for
business. And then she pulls out a gun and tries to rob the bank. The woman, and I'm not exaggerating, is 79 years old. The FBI is investigating her today. And I'm thinking, how'd they catch her with her walker and all?
Maybe she was on a Segway.
Don't let her get away.
That's right. Let her go for 10 minutes. We'll catch up.
Don't spill the contents of your apron pocket on the front of that walker. Or when she's robbing the bank, put it here in the apron pocket.
Would you be a dear and fetch me a glass of water? I forgot to take my pills this morning. If I don't take my Coumadin, I'm just going to keel over right now.
Now, you just put it in that
pocket. That's a blood thinner.
You just put it in that pocket while I slip on my shawl.
Oh, and you know what? Here.
Is it cold in here?
Here. You take this $5 and you do something nice for yourself.
Who are you kidding? You take this quarter and do something nice for yourself.
Go get an ice cream with that. Lizards cost $4. Inflation.
Oh, yeah.
And true. It made me think of dead grandma. Not that dead grandma would try to rob a bank, but, you know, it just
she
made
might.
Me think of her.
If she thought they were holding her money, she wouldn't try and rob it, but she'd get pissed off.
Get her
off.
Piece yeah, oh, of she, the rock.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to circle around here, so have faith with me. With me?
On
would you,
you
like to share
me?
Some faith?
Have faith in on me, but not in me.
Without a condom. Mm.
So I forgot last week I saved this little baggie that contained at one point chocolate-covered almonds, but I ate them all. in one sitting at the airport.
All 100 grams, you pig.
Don't be ashamed.
It's a small bag.
It is.
So these are Canadian moose droppings, which is some fun way to convince tourists to buy chocolate-covered almonds and think they're
for $4.
Having, right. Canadian.
Oh.
Which is $3.95.
I was going to say $3.92.
But the funniest part is that they're called moose droppings, and then on the front of this bag, next to the maple leaf where it says product of Canada, is a moose that's winking with sort of that, oh, guess what I just did.
The way a toddler does.
Right.
Go check your shoes. Yeah.
So the winking moose has,
go check
has
your toque.
Apparently dropped some chocolate-covered almonds behind him and wants to let you in on the secret, but no one else. So this reminded me of a story that my aunt tells probably much better than I do, but it's a dead grandma. This was before she was dead and before she was bedridden, so she was able to leave the house, and she would go shopping with my aunt regularly and down to the Walmarts. And one day they went shopping and they get in line, and while they're checking out, you know, boop, 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 all of a sudden the woman behind the counter just goes crazy. What is that smell? And she's waving her arms and she's like, "Ooh, it smells like shit in here." And just, she's like, oh Lord, this is nasty. And she reaches down. She's got air freshener. She's spraying the Febreze. She's like, "Ooh, that is stinky, stinky." And so my aunt and my grandma are just sort of standing there, and my aunt, you know, can smell that somebody has, you know, done something not
oops,
so fresh.
Oops, I crapped my pants.
So
is that a pre-made dinner that you get at Jewel? Oops, I crapped my pants.
Microwave one oops, I crapped my pants for 2 minutes. If microwaving two oops, I crapped my pants, go for 4.5.
Remove plastic film.
From heel back. Poke top with knife.
So the entire time, grandma just stands there and just doesn't react. She's just standing there like nothing is going on. So they finally, the woman puts the aerosol can down, finishes checking them out, and they get their stuff and they start walking out. So they're in the parking lot, and my grandma sort of leans over to my aunt with this with this grin on her face and says, "It was me." And and then keeps walking. So it wasn't that my aunt didn't already know that it was my grandma that shit her pants. It was the fact that grandma thought nobody else had figured it out and then was confessing with a sly grin. Yeah, that was me.
Then that is funny. But what makes me cackle to the point of making your ears bleed, and I'm sorry, is that it's apparently hereditary that if you shit your pants and no one really, if you don't fess up to it, no one will know it was you. Third grade, Justin. Dead grandma. Not so long ago.
I don't tell anyone.
Mom, you know how they were talking about somebody shit their pants? It was me.
You'd never know.
So Canadian moose droppings reminded me, took me back to the days of dead grandma.
Because she winked.
Good one.
Well, when I picture her in that story, I picture her winking and smiling and going, "It was me."
Oh, why are poop and fart stories so good?
I don't know, but I have a story. Well, it's a joke. My dad told me over the weekend, and it fits in with the three of us.
Knock, knock.
Now, I'm going to try to tell it.
John's a terrible joke teller.
But I'm not very good at telling jokes or stories. What? What else?
Or time.
No, start it.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so this guy goes into this convention, and he doesn't belong to the group that's at the convention. It's like an Elks Club or something. And he's talking with one of the Elks, and one of the guys at one of the tables says, "Six." And everybody at the place goes, ah, starts laughing. And then another guy goes, 10. Everybody starts laughing. Well, the guy who's an outsider says to this guy he's talking to, he's like, what's going on here? Why do they laugh whenever you just say the number? And the elk says, well, you know how it is with groups of friends. They'll tell jokes so much that all they have to do is tell the punchline and everybody knows the joke they're talking about and they laugh. Well, we've just decided to number our jokes, so when we say the number, then everybody knows the joke and they laugh. And
we should start that.
We'd only go to four.
Well, and then three. Then one of the guys at another table goes, four. Nobody laughs. And the outsider says to his elk friend, what happened there? Why did that happen? And the elk goes, some guys just can't tell a joke. That's a good Bill joke.
Yeah.
That is a good joke.
Yeah. Nod.
That's a special edition nod.
I have an update also, real quick.
About your moving? I want one of those too. But go ahead.
I'm able to keep my job.
Yay!
Those are spirit fingers.
Are you able to keep your podcast?
Sure.
Are you sure you've gotten an answer on that?
Why wouldn't I?
You act as if this has come up and you've always been so in favor.
Oh, I've always been supportive of our show.
Uh-huh.
Right from the very beginning.
Of course.
I've been supportive of you athletically.
Well, you are an athletic supporter.
Right from the beginning when I said, I will invest money into this.
Why do we have to buy anything? This shitty-ass microphone sounds just fine.
Well, I just thought I would tell our listeners that I'm able to keep my employment so I won't be homeless once I move to Portland.
No. You won't be jobless. You're still homeless.
Oh, right. I don't have a home yet.
But you will, right?
Well, I was calling places right before I came down here, so.
Were they answering?
Not all of them, but I'll find a place.
In the next three weeks. Well, good for you.
That's my update.
You got movers yet?
No.
You need to get some fucking movers before you worry about a place
right
to live.
Right after I talked to you, Mom.
That's fine. I hope your stuff makes its way to Portland. I hope you make your way to Portland.
I'd say June is the only guy worth a darn in that calendar.
I gotta stop looking at the calendar. We got a voicemail that I think was, not very informative. But the follow-up was pretty good.
All right, I'll play the voicemail first.
You guys are so much funnier than Don and Drew or some bullshit podcast I found, and then it popped up on my satellite radio as a podcast, and they just suck. You guys are funny, and I appreciate that. And my favorite drink, that would be mojitos. Okay, bye, guys.
I love a mojito.
And by mojito,
I mean a mojito.
A cookie in the backseat.
Well, what
traffic on the Kennedy tonight is quite loud. After getting that voicemail or hearing it, we decided it'd be nice to call him back since he didn't tell us what his name was. So I found out that his name is Michael, and we called him right around the time that his wife would be getting home from work out there in the California. He spoke to us for a few moments, but he had to go abruptly. Because his wife just fell out of the car.
Guys, my wife just fell out of the truck.
I gotta go.
I gotta go take care of her.
But thanks. Thanks for calling. I love what you're doing. So
I think we caught him a little off guard, which doesn't surprise me. I mean,
not at all.
You're not usually expecting
a phone call. Who are you? You listen to this podcast?
Nobody expects a world-famous celebrity like me to call.
Or us to call.
Right. So Michael's wife, I hope you're all right.
And Michael, thanks for listening. But next time, leave your name.
Yeah, people, if you're going to call us, we actually, don't we have like a new number for people to call? Oh, no, that's the number you got on your...
No, I went out and... I got some digits. And I thought, why don't I call this guy back on the air? We met in Wisconsin. He was not 150 years old, but it was sort of near closing time.
102.
And I said, hey.
I know you don't want to take me home.
Can I get your number? Can I call you? And he said, sure. So I thought maybe we could give him a call.
Are you interested in him? I mean, like, should we be nice to him?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we should be nice to him. His name is Kevin.
Oh, okay.
And if I can get this to work.
You're putting a lot of faith into us.
I know. So be good, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so.
I only reluctantly introduced you to boys.
I think this is a cell phone. He said this was a cell phone.
Okay.
He probably... All circuits are currently busy. Please try again later. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Oh, all circuits are busy.
It is Wisconsin.
9/11 and whatnot.
It is. Well, yeah. Let's wait a second and then give it another try.
Okay. Why don't we do some howdy do's while we're waiting?
While we're waiting?
Yeah.
How very efficacious of you. Well, I got a howdy do.
I guess you'll start.
I guess so, because I thought that meant you were leading into something.
How about a song? Howdy do.
We're sending out our weekly howdy do.
Little Richard does the howdy-do's.
Shut up!
I like to just call him Little Dick. Little Dick says, first howdy-do is to Alan, who I think I'm going to meet when I'm in the Cincinnati. He and I have been exchanging some emails about Grater's ice cream, which I'm having for breakfast in the morning. Just fantastic. But it's good stuff. So howdy-do to Alan.
Speaking of ice cream, one of the wonderful things about driving through Wisconsin...
Culver's.
I had two fat kid attacks, one on the way up and one on the way back.
Now, did you attack a fat kid?
No, I attacked food like a fat kid.
Oh, did you have any deep fried cheese curds?
I did. I had cheese curds, fries, butter burger, and of course,
did you get the
custard
sourdough
for dessert.
Melt?
Yes, sourdough melt.
That's good stuff.
Do they actually have sourdough on theirs, unlike Hardee's?
Oh, right.
Sourdough melt made with regular bun.
Well, no. One time we filled in a comment card at a Hardee's. And what do they call their Frisco burger now?
The grilled sourdough.
I wrote, the sandwich was neither grilled nor sourdough.
It was just a piece of Texas toast that was warmed in a microwave.
Right. I'd been duped.
My first howdy-do goes to Melissa. She said that she's tried about 10 different podcasts, and ours is the first one to whom, to what, to...
to which.
To which she is addicted.
Podcast is not a person.
And she is looking for instructions on how to get the early episodes onto her iPod.
Well, that is a great question. We have a lot of people who ask us.
I'm going to take notes, by the way, because I need to do this too.
If you go to our website, www.dtwfpodcast.com, you can't.
You
got to get the internet first. Oh. Download it.
Yeah.
Is that the HTTP?
Right.
The Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
So if you go to our website, then you can go scroll to the bottom where it'll say previous posts or previous entries or something like that. And that takes you back in time, like a time machine. And you can go all the way back to the very beginning. And if you click on any of the podcast logos or little podcast icons, it will allow you to either listen to it or you can save it to your hard drive and do it that way.
Do you have to right-click on it to save it to hard drive?
You can right-click if you have a PC. If you have a Mac, you can control-click.
That's because there's only one clicker.
One clicker. Mm. So I believe next week we will also be announcing a few things to coincide with our one-year anniversary, which originally we had said was episode 52, this episode, but it was brought to our attention, rightfully so, that we did have 1 week with two episodes. So technically, episode 53 is when we have been at this for one solid year.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thought I'd stay around this long? I know you weren't thinking that.
We can recap that next week.
So we have some really exciting stuff to announce next week along with that, and some of that may help with those of you who would like an easy way to get all of our past episodes. So I have a howdy-do going out to Candy Minx, who's...
Is that a
sounds
real
like
name?
A drag
well,
name.
Well, that's a blog name. She has a blog.
Oh, I see.
She's here in Chicago, but she's from Canada, from Toronto, and I met her daughter when I was in Toronto.
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog. And she was lifting chairs. She was doing chair exercises. And
Sit and be fit.
Yeah. Okay, good. Now lean forward and hold it.
So we were drunk that night, and she said, "Oh my God, you're from Chicago. My mom is in Chicago, and I'm gonna you guys have to get in touch." And I said, "Oh, we'll be best friends." And so sure enough, even when sober, she told her mom about our show and gave her the information, and so she emailed us. So howdy do to Candy Minx.
Now do you think that, you know how they have like choose your Jedi name and choose your porn name and all that? Do you think that someday we'll have choose your blog name?
Choose your podcast name.
Like first street you lived on, first dog, you know?
Yeah.
Mine, by the way, is Peaches Blacktop.
Peaches the hooker or the stripper from this weekend?
Lube up that pole.
Brownie?
Brownie was my car a couple cars ago. It used to make all sorts of fun noises.
You've come a long way, kid.
I have the 1989 Ford Escort with a squeaky timing belt.
And the passenger door that didn't open.
I always turn it into Dino for some reason.
I'm actually interrupting Howdy Do's. I figured we're going to change it up because we always do Howdy Do's and then end the show and people probably stop listening.
Fuck that shit. Let's do what motherfuckers. We want. Let's earn our explicit rating.
I got something that kind of pisses me off,
fuck
though.
Fuck shit, mother... Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You can lay it out there.
Cunt.
Cunt.
I smell your cunt and it pleases me.
Migs. It's a more polite Migs.
If you're under 18, please turn off the podcast now.
About 10 minutes ago. Turn 3 miles before the barn. I just want to say that what's all the hoopla about Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, dying? Because I don't know about you, but I've been saying for years, he's going to kill himself doing this shit. And it's going to come as no surprise to anyone. And now here he gets stung rayed, and everybody's like, oh, and they want to give him a state funeral, which his wife declined. But seriously, the man's a fucking idiot.
Well, I know, but I saw like the first two movies that he was in, and I thought they were cute, especially the first one where he went to New York with that woman, and he was like, this is not a knife, that's a knife, you know that.
That's Crocodile Dundee. Yeah. And you know what's sad is I've never seen those movies.
No, I thought it was, I mean, I knew that he would be killed by an animal.
Kilt.
But how do you get a stingray in your heart?
You fuck with the stingray.
They've got big tails. They'll just...
Yeah, but the stingray is at their butt, not at their tail end.
Which is not the butt. How?
Well,
when you refer to the tail end of anything, that's the butt.
I know, but stingrays have a tail that come out, and it's at the base of the tail. It's not at the end of the tail.
Oh.
Well, you've seen him. He probably went to grab it and pet it and say, look at you, you're all flowy.
I want to ride you.
You have eyeballs on top of your head.
Well, I mean, sooner or later, you know he was going to get eaten, bitten, stung, decapitated, something.
Is that your way to go? The stinging. Would that be your worst?
No, that would be awful. Stung by bees until I die.
I love to see animals that can bite and sting around Justin. He becomes like a four-year-old girl.
Oh, gosh.
If it flies and it can either pinch, bite, or sting, I go absolutely crazy.
You can have fun with him, though, because I've done it with flies before that are flying around him and tell him that they're bees, and he'll just go crazy.
It's a great time. It really is.
I enjoy every moment of it.
I love it. I love it when I think I'm going to die.
Are you even allergic to bees?
No.
I understand. I wouldn't say I'm scared of them, but I can't ignore them. People are like, I can't let it go.
I am to the point where I'm like, oh, no, let them land on you. They're fine, little Mr. Bee. I'm so comfortable around bees. I'm even good with wasps and hornets.
If I was on Fear Factor, that would be my thing. They'd slather me in honey and
feed you to the lesbians.
Some fates are worse than death. I have a howdy do going out to Otter Pop. Otter Pop. But you can't stop.
Otter pop, oh, otter, 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 otter pop, otter pop, oh, otter, 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 otter pop.
Boom, 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 boom. I don't have a whole lot to say. He just emailed us and said that he really enjoyed our show. He's out in California, Santa Cruz, I think, and really enjoyed our last show. So howdy do to otter you, pop. Otter pop.
Boom, boom, boom. I have one going out to Kei Kio Kalani, who, if you hadn't guessed by that name, is from Hawaii.
No, that sounds Irish.
No, it is. Mm. Hawaii.
That's O, Kei Kio Kalani.
And he wrote in to say that we need to fix our levels. So.
Oh, so we got a criticism email? No, wait, I got one of those.
Oh, you got one even those. Better one than that.
Well, anyway, before we go any further. Howdy do, Kei Kio Kalani.
You just wanted to make sure you get to say it twice.
I did.
Howdy do.
Howdy do.
And aloha.
And shalom.
Means everything. It means everything too.
It also means howdy do.
Oh. Oh, you make me giggle. Nick, you don't make me giggle.
Is this a howdy? I feel a howdy don't coming
up. This is a howdy don't. First of all, I mean, you're getting what you asked for, and secretly you kind of wanted it this way, admit it, but Nick wrote to us and said, hey, Dina, I think you're really mean to John, and I think that's rude, and I think picking on him on the air is really offensive. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the gist. Oh, and by the way, give me howdy do. Love you.
Mean you're it. A nasty bitch. Say hi.
Right.
Love you. And frankly, Nick, I mean, I can take care of myself. I'm assertive.
Right. You just add it to the list of things that you go home and
weep
to yourself
about. I just don't know how to defend myself. That's really what it is.
It's so the Nick, emotional equivalent to curling up into a ball to defend her jabs.
But I do curl up.
Hey, you're right there jabbing with me.
Oh, I am.
You're jibba-jabba?
Jibber-jabber.
I had another howdy-do for Christopher, who lives in Justin's hood.
Oh, that's right.
Right under the hood, actually. While you're there, check his dipstick, would you?
I think it needs a little more lube.
Would you mind turning over the steak that's on the radiator?
Fajitas.
Sizzling. Oh, see, again, I'm hungry.
Sorry.
Peanut butter granola bar just does not do it for me.
I won't bring up a chocolate molten cake or anything.
I fucking hate you.
You want me to bring up a chocolate molten cake?
Let's be honest. You never ate a chocolate molten cake.
Well, I had part of it last
week. A
week
ago. You've taken 8 jars of Metamucil since then.
Yeah, that's true.
How you say...
¿Cómo se dice... en español? Repitan, por favor. Well, I'm fresh out of howdy-do's. I don't know about you kids.
Are we going to try our phone number
again? Yeah, I'm going to try my boyfriend again here. Please answer
Kevin,
this time.
Right?
Kevin.
Kevin.
And Kevin. It's his cell phone, so.
Oh. Oh, it's ringing.
No, it's not. Hold on.
John, why are you
guys fucking
with him?
Please forgive me. Please forgive me.
I know
me.
Not what I do. Please forgive me. I can't
Please
stop loving you.
Please forgive me. Let me know.
Oh, this technology just gets me all.
It's like a bee's flying around. One of John's favorite jokes is about bees.
Hello. This is not the person you were trying to call. You've reached the rejection hotline provided by rejectionhotline.com and sponsored in part by Get Over It Day, the new national holiday taking place on March 9th. Anyway, the person who gave you this rejection hotline number did not want you to have their real number. We know this sucks, but don't be too devastated. So why were you given a rejection hotline number? Maybe you're just not this person's type. Note, this could mean boring, dumb, annoying, arrogant, or just a general weirdo.
Oh,
maybe you suffer from bad breath, body odor, or a nasty combination of the two.
Definitely.
Maybe you just give off that creepy, overbearing, psycho stalker vibe.
And
maybe
not creepy.
Maybe going out with you just seems as appealing as playing leapfrog with unicorns. Regardless of the reason, please take the hint. Accept the fact that you were rejected, and then get over it. And please do your best to forget about the person who gave you this number, because trust us, they've already forgotten about you. Thanks for calling the Rejection Hotline, provided by RejectionHotline.com. And sponsored
phone.
By the new March 9th holiday, Get Over
It. Oh, we have to cut off the advertising.
Oh, amen to that. First of all, we know someone who has a March 9th birthday. Who needs to get over it? And... Second of all, which is never a phrase anyone ever says. I don't know why. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, why did they hire the Micro Machines guy to record that shit?
Because it costs money to run a rejection hotline.
So apparently, you get an auctioneer in there, and you can get rejected in 3 seconds flat.
Shouldn't he have been doing a FedEx commercial or something?
Okay, so the gig's up. We knew what the line was. I didn't really get that number. Or I'm just trying to save face. One of the two.
I think you're creepy.
Oh,
I think you're overbearing.
Am I arrogant?
Oh, hell yes.
Good. I've accomplished my goals.
Everybody's got to have goals.
So before we sign off, I wanted to share a website that Travis actually sent me. This is a website for a French clothing store, manufacturer, whatever. And what they've done is it's a little movie that you can go into and you pick whether you want, you know, two guys, a guy and a girl, or two women. And the way that they're advertising their fall line is through porn. Oh. So this thing, it's actually kind of cool when you watch it. You pull it up and you pull it out and you lube it up. And when it starts, they're fully clothed and are on like this rotating bed. And as the movie starts, these little hot spots show up. And if you put your mouse on it, it tells you what they're wearing. So basically it says, you know, this is a thing and it's cost this
nothing
much.
Nothing at all.
And it's porn. Like they start making out, the clothes come off. And then even once they take the clothes off and they hit the floor, they still have the little hot spots on them. Eventually, it's full out cock sucking, penetration, cum shots. Like it is porn and it's hot. And especially the one with the two guys, that's the only one I watched.
Oh, you like the straight porn though?
Yeah, it takes a long time to load.
Not if you do it right.
But anyway, and as Travis pointed out, these boys have beautiful penises. They're hot, hot, hot. And so suddenly I've developed a desire to wear French clothing.
Buster Poindexter?
So the URL is www.sexpacking.com, and we'll put a link on the site. But it's kind of hot pussy.
Now, I came all the way down here, took my microphone out of its stand, and I'm avoiding the puff guard right now because I thought you were going to load it up for me.
Oh, I'll try, but the thing is that stop breathing into your microphone. Put that puff guard back.
How about if I just hold it out
here?
How about
you just stop breathing, period?
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Have a happy period. Always.
Wasn't Ted in town recently?
Ted was
here. Speaking of happy periods.
Ted was here.
Ted's gone. What is she licking?
See, John, commentary on visuals. Not real effective for the podcast.
Oh, well, we'll see it some other time.
I'm sure.
Follow the link on our website.
Just don't do it from work.
And if you're, and if you're under 18, this is not for you. We have a growing
under 21 in some municipalities. Oh, they're pretty cute.
They are. Just wait till they start taking their clothes off. So see,
that's usually when I think boys get ugly.
Yeah, you don't like the penis.
That's not true.
You don't like naked boys?
I didn't say that either.
Okay.
I'm just particular. Like, if I'm going to actually think a naked boy is hot, there are some attributes that must be there.
Such as?
Such as good symmetry.
Well, overall, attractiveness is typically based on symmetry, either consciously or subconsciously.
I'm all about the good symmetry.
That was a story from the Bible. The good symmetry.
Yeah.
Is that why you should always help people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you'll have good symmetry.
That's right. So the boys are now taking their clothes off. Their penis is about to be exposed.
Really? Are we that close?
Oh, yeah. It's full-out porn. I mean, this guy's going to be sucking this other guy's dick
in
5 seconds. 4, 3.
Okay, so you can send us a voicemail.
Well, hello. And we have penis.
There you go. Oh,
and there's the dick sucking.
And it
begins.
That's
wonderful.
Send us an email, rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
Or you can call us and actually leave us your name with your message at 773-828-4397.
You can get two of us on the AIM, that's AOL Instant Messenger, at DTWF Justin or DTWF Dina.
You can also get two of us on MySpace at www.myspace.com/DTWFJustin or DTWFDina. Or you can get porn at now he's taking it up the ass. www.sexpacking.com. It is safe. He is wearing a condom. Because remember,
on me, not in me, without a condom.
Bye, kids.